Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. And this weekend, a chance for some history with All Have Another, the horse that won two legs of the Triple Crown. 5 weeks that are so important to a lot of people. People surrounding this horse that cost them just $35,000 already made them millions upon millions. Horse racing is a risky proposition, but we might have a hero in a sense if this horse wins the Triple Crown. Why? Because I'm a big fan of history, whether it's sports, politics, business, or just life in general. Things that have happened in the past, what we learn from it, what we know we shouldn't do in the future. And just this darn interesting. So Affirmed in 1978 was the last horse to do it. Steve Coffin had the mount on that horse. And there have been others that have tried in the last, how many years have we seen, 12 different horses with a chance to win the Triple Crown, but they fell short in the mile and a half of the Belmont. In our next hour here on America Tonight, you have a chance to win. Yes, you have a chance to win. To clear out our prize closet by nailing the trifecta. The three horses, I'm still going to say four, the three horses that come in win, place, and show, one, two, and three. You don't have to know anything about horse racing. It's just a matter of how many horses are in the race and where you like the numbers to come in. I can tell you about the horses, but it's more about the numbers. It's like picking lottery numbers, in other words. Only there are horses attached to this. So there is a little bit of a different element. Somebody nails one, two, and three, you are the big time winner. And we have a lot of fun doing it. It's in our next hour on America Tonight. Reasons to drink that extra cup of coffee and hang around and stay late. All right, the big fat ban on big sugary drinks. The mayor of New York City feels as though he needs to regulate people's health. If you won't do it, we're going to do it here in this city. I don't care. We're going to force this upon you. So they're trying to do it. They're trying to ban big sodas from restaurants and food carts and whatnot. Here's Bloomy on reasons why.
We're not taking away anybody's rights at all to do anything. All we're doing is forcing you to recognize that you're drinking an enormous amount of sugar. New York City residents, on average, live 3 years longer than the average in America. And if giving 8.4 million people an extra 3 years to live isn't the purpose of government, I don't know what government is. All we're doing here is educating. If you want to order 32 ounces of soda in a restaurant that we supervise, this restaurant must give you two 16-ounce glasses. And what's likely to happen is you'll drink one and not the other.
Here's the problem I have with this. Who cares? Are you kidding me? A state and a city like New York City, we'll just take the city, banning, telling people what they should eat. If you want to drink, and you rarely do it, a 32-ounce Coca-Cola, why can't you do it? There are other people who are having drinks and driving. There are other people who are smoking cigarettes. Well, you could say there's a smoking ban in restaurants and whatnot in New York. But it's the same thing with the food. You're going to tell us what to drink, what to eat, how to look, what we can and can't do. It is a slippery slope. Sounds strange to go off on banning of big sugary drinks, especially when I don't really drink them. I don't drink a big sugary drink. Although, if I were a truck driver, if I were driving around the country on a long haul, I might do that. Because it's like with coffee, I'm the kind of person, I could get a giant cup of coffee, and I just reheat it. Well, with a big soda, if I were going a long distance, I could see that I would get it for that reason. But regardless of that, this isn't even what we're talking about. The fact that Bloomberg thinks, okay, well, then you're not going to drink the other soda, so if we can just get the limit at 16 ounces, then that's it. Now, of course, it doesn't apply to grocery stores, which is interesting. So if I'm in a grocery store, and a lot of times grocery stores sell fountain drinks, well, they don't have to worry. But yet McDonald's, which could be across the street, they would be hurt by it, the whole supersize, whatever that applies to soda. Wendy's or wherever, any place where they give you the bigger sizes. So I don't think the New York City Department of Health, which is going to put this measure in, I don't think they should be regulating this. Now, they say there's going to be a three-month comment period before the board votes on the proposal, but I have it on pretty good sources. I mean, this board is going to say yes to this. So if it's approved, then it would take effect 6 months after they approve it, and it'd be enforced because they would have regular restaurant inspections and you get fined. You can't be serving these sodas, so that's what they would do. I would have to say the ban is stupid. They, even though they can claim, hey, we spend $4 billion a year on medical care for overweight people, by banning these big drinks, you think that's going to do it? You think that's going to, the sugary drinks, yes, maybe some people are just drinking them at a ridiculous rate. How many people are there and how is that going to change the numbers? That's what I want to know. And I, whatever the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say, they don't have one cause for obesity. They don't have one thing they're clearly blaming it on. So we're throwing darts at a board. Let's throw more darts, So I'm going to say thumbs down to New York City on this one. It's stupid. Capping them at 16 ounces in restaurants. Give me a break. How about people that have medium glasses, small glasses, and you keep getting refills? I had dinner tonight at a restaurant, and I had 5 refills, not of some sugary soda, of water. But what if I were drinking Diet Coke? Well, that's what I would probably do. I'd have another drink, another drink of it. So I think it's fishy. I think that it's about choice. And I don't think that if somebody stops drinking the sugary soda, they're going to have a heart attack, they're going to have obesity problems. I don't get it. I understand that there's lots of calories in some of these drinks. I get that. I understand that people could easily burn off a little more weight if they were obsessed with the whole soda thing and whatever. But they're labeling foods, talking about trans fats, putting up the idea of the can't drink the big soda. A lot of times even kids get a big soda. They don't drink half of it. It's just a perception. They want it, whatever. I mean, come on. Give me a break with this. What a waste. And how much money are they spending on this campaign, by the way? Too much is the answer. Too much. It shouldn't even be an issue. All right, I also said, and we're going to talk about this next here on America Time. By the way, you can throw in your 2 cents on this. Am I wrong? Do you think New York City's on the cutting edge? And do you hope that where you're living, they ban big sugary drinks? You can't get that big giant Mountain Dew anymore. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. When we come back on the flip side, we're going to tell you about the aftermath of the shooting, the senseless shooting in Seattle. Hang with us.
Alright guys, listen up, cause it's time to man up. Are you laying on the couch tired and unmotivated? Are you losing muscle and gaining fat? Have you lost the drive in your romantic life? Then you've really gotta try Ageless Male. Ageless Male is a natural supplement clinically shown to boost testosterone levels within a normal, healthy range. This is the game changer you've been waiting for. Ageless Male supports healthy energy production in your body and muscle health with your workouts. And it's clinically shown to boost desire, drive, and performance in your romantic life. So if you're ready to go from tired to feeling desired, call for your risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the man you used to be. Just call 1-800-437-1126. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-437-1126. 1-800-437-1126. 1-800-437-1126.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
All right, we're going to head to Seattle in just a minute here on America Tonight. By the way, in our next segment, it's the Weenie Awards for the week. The people who punked out, and I got a couple of really good ones, a couple from the sports world, one from the political world. But before we go there, I wanted to finish up with this whole ban on sugary drinks in New York City. Bloomy needs to find some other ways to occupy his time, because this, the whole idea of the war on obesity, it's like anything else, the war on drugs, the war on alcohol. But wait a second, but people go to these parties, these fundraisers, and they might have one extra glass of wine. What if we took wine away from, you know, you can't have any more wine at these parties, it's too dangerous. I know you're having a fundraiser and you're trying to make a gazillion dollars, but you can't have wine at them anymore. Why? Because if you ply them with liquor, then they get behind the wheel and, you know, it's kind of iffy. We certainly don't want drunk driving. You're trying to regulate people. That's the problem. You're trying to regulate people. I mean, sure, if we knew and there was a magic pill, we could all walk around and you could be the best of the best. Hey, you're going to be the guy out there that looks the hottest, is the most fabulous, the smartest, the best, the whatever. You can drive the golf ball 300 yards right down the middle of the fairway. Of course. Who's not grabbing on to all of this stuff? But I don't see how you can regulate it, because everybody's different, and you have people that, I remember I talked to a famous cancer doctor one time, and I said to him, are there certain things you can do? And he said, of course you can eat healthier, you know, do that kind of thing. He said, but let me tell you, I have had athletes that have just, boom, gone from cancer within a matter of months, and sometimes there is no explaining the unexplainable, and there is not a definite type, a definite thing that you can positively say that will prevent cancer or prevent diseases. So sure, it would be better to for lots of us to not be carrying around any extra weight, but telling us how to regulating what we can eat, what's next is the problem. What's next? What are you going to tell us to do next? You know, that old song, that Adam Ant song, don't drink, don't smoke, what do you do? Don't drink sugary sodas ever if they're in a tall glass. So I think it's a lot of money down the drain, because who's paying, going to pay for these ads? They're going to have all these promotions on billboards and all this other stuff. Then going after the restaurants, of course, they're going to spend millions enforcing it. And how can you prove? You can't quantify it. How can you prove that is helping people lose weight or attacking the problem of obesity that Bloomberg says plagues the city of New York, plagues the city of New York to whatever tune, the amount of how many people are coming in with diabetes or whatever, because they don't know. That's the answer. You can't quantify this. It's impossible. I said this before. I don't drink some giant 32-ounce thing, but I'm sure when I was a kid I did, because that's when the whole big gulp thing was happening. And I certainly don't think that we should tell the people what they should do. To each his own. Everybody has their own way of looking at things, don't they? And therefore, to me, it's like just throwing millions of dollars out the window. Millions of dollars on something that really, do you have? This is what we were reduced to. They have a massive illegal problem in New York City. They're not attacking that. Oh, no. They've had some voter fraud problem. They have problems with education. They have problems with transportation. I mean, I can give you 20 things that New York City has serious, serious problems with. But yet the focus is on the crap of a giant sugary soda. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's this whole sugar tax and all this other stuff. I mean, listen, if they want to put calories up on boards and people are going to look at it and maybe they think twice about what they're ordering, yeah, that's okay. But the whole sugary soda thing and enforcing it, no. Stupid. Makes absolutely no sense. A few of you threw in on this one through the miracle of the email and also the chats. Jack Down Under said, New York City can't afford, he makes a great point, to keep a full-time rat extermination program. A huge city, big problem. But they can waste money on banning 32-ounce sodas. My point exactly. Not worth it. No way to quantify it. It just makes a few headlines for Bloomy and stirs up some controversy in a sense, but then other people high-fiving him. You know, give me a break. And I love this. Fries, onion rings, and Pepto. Is that not a great handle? It says big cup companies are out of business. Yeah, so forget all those cups that they make for Slurpees or Big Gulps or all that other stuff. And then Harmony says there are skinny people who get diabetes. And absolutely, to my point of the doctor saying, people who come in and look like they're in amazing shape are dead within 2 months. And they've eaten nothing but vegetables, never touched a Twinkie, never ate a donut. So give me a break. Is there not any common sense? It's almost like when they have health fairs and things that they wanted to hand, if you want to hand out materials and say, don't eat this or do that, sure. But the other, come on. Makes absolutely no sense. All right, speaking of making no sense, this makes no sense to me. The situation in Seattle where a guy goes in and he seemingly seems okay, like anyone else, hanging out at the coffee shop. And especially Seattle where people, man, they're judging by the way someone looks. Ooh, his eyes were shifting around, something seemed to miss. You know, they're not, that's not Seattle. That's not the makeup of Seattle. But yet there were people in the shooter's life who felt like they could see it coming. What? So isn't this the whole thing of, geez, if you see somebody's a little unbalanced and seriously, it looks like they could do something crazy, like take a bunch of people out, so you're not telling anyone about it? The Seattle gunman's brother said, yeah, oh yeah, he was mentally ill. We knew it. I mean, we knew something was going to happen. So he shoots and kills 5 people before he ended up killing himself. That's nice. Go tell it to the families of the people who were just getting coffee, hanging out, doing their resume, looking for some time to carve out to work on projects, whatever. They just happen to be in there. So there's a guy that gets up, thinks about it, flings some stools in the direction of the shooter, and saves a few people's lives. But what about the brother of the Seattle man who knew he was unbalanced and was worried? Yeah, we could see this coming. That's when you owe it to society to do something about your own. Sorry. That's when you have to do something. You know, there is a thing about committing people, and there's a reason why some people have to be committed. And was this one of these cases where, geez, if the family had reacted, you wouldn't have this problem? So I'm sure people are worried about safety in Seattle. I mean, like anywhere else when you see this happen. Because it happens at a popular cafe, the Cafe Racer, and the normal people were there. Police went door to door, searching for the guy. This is a mellow hangout place. This is a place where people go to just chill and do their work. So Ian Stawicki, his brother, he was the shooter, 40-year-old guy. His brother Andrew told the local newspaper in Seattle, yeah, that we weren't surprised when you have so much of that anger inside of you. And again, I'll say this. If they see there's this anger that they know is spilling over and they're frightened, they're worried about it. So why are they not doing something to help their brother? Instead, he is allowed to run amok, do whatever. He shows up at this coffee bar for days and starts picking fights, being belligerent, screaming things out and all that stuff. Whew. Man, oh man. So he goes downtown. He shoots a woman, carjacks her SUV, and just as he's about to be captured, and he raises up his gun to his head, he shoots himself. This is about as they were about to capture him. So he bails. He takes the chicken way out after ending so many innocent people's lives. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Stay with us. Weenie winners for the week coming up on the flip side.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Yeah, Ozzy was no weenie, or is no weenie. The weenie winners for this week, and boy, pretty interesting stuff. Starting with Phil Mickelson. Oh, I like the lefty, too. I just saw him play a couple of weeks ago. Phil Mickelson quit playing at the Memorial, which is the big famous golf tournament of Jack Nicklaus in Ohio. Why? Because he shot a 79, which is not a good score. For me, it'd be okay. But for Phil Mickelson, it's not a great score. So 79, and he takes his clubs and quits. He leaves. How do you do that? That's wimpy. Oh, I'm exhausted. Oh, the week before I was in Paris with my wife to celebrate her 40th birthday. Blah, 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 blah. That's wrong. You just can't do that. You shouldn't have been in the tournament in the first place, lefty. So there is no excuse. It's not like a doctor said, oh, he's suffering from exhaustion. It would have been better to kind of tweak that and not flat out lie, but maybe exaggerate a bit. However, since he did not do that and chose to go down a different path, he blew it. He blew it because you can't, what does it show? It shows you're a quitter when it's just not going your way and you're used to being king of the jungle and you shoot an embarrassingly low score, the lowest you've shot since 2003. Well, then I gotta get myself out of this. So he broke a big time cardinal rule that I would have. There's just no quitting. You play crappy, You just got to go on. And Jack Nicklaus is the golden bear, the big forerunner to what we see in golf now, the kind of money and everything else that they earn. And Phil Mickelson is a big name. So in Thursday's first round, he just collapsed. He withdrew and he boarded his jet to fly back to California. So he shouldn't have, if he was fried, he just shouldn't have been a part of it. So disappointing to sponsors and all these other people. I mean, come on. Give me a break. And he says he's resting up because he admits that he's got another corporate outing scheduled for Monday. Oh, I have a corporate outing, so I can't compete anymore in this little old tournament of yours. And if I had shot lights out, I'm sure I'd be competing. But since I didn't, I'm not gonna. So that sours me on you, Phil. It sours me on you. I understand burnout. I understand things that happen. But that is weak. Weak, weak, weak. And this is big, a big stop. And I think it says something about his character and staying with things. And, you know, when it's tough, the tough get going. And the rest, well, they make perfect weenies. So they get the weenie award. And that's Phil Mickelson. He's a weenie for what he did. All right, even bigger if we move from the world of sports to the world of politics. How about John Edwards? He just cannot leave well enough alone. And when I say can't leave well enough alone, so John Edwards gets his wish. He's acquitted on one count, and there's a mistrial on all the others. And instead of just keeping his mouth shut, why don't you just say, I thank the jury, blah, 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 and that's it. Instead, he goes into this whole thing about, in front of microphones, about being a, you know, being a lousy husband, not being great at being a husband, and that's part of the problem, but he wasn't guilty of campaign fraud. So why even make that, you know, why even stand there and make statements? And they're not going to retry Edwards. The Justice Department, it's very unlikely. This happened in Greensboro, North Carolina. I don't think they're going to waste the time on doing this. I think they're going to let it go. So Edwards gets the Weenie Award for saying, I did an awful, awful lot that was wrong. Awful, awful lot. And he took responsibility for his, quotes, sins. But at the same time, he was still looking for people to forgive him, to still say, ah, you know, geez, was just stupid on my part because I didn't realize. I didn't really realize what was happening. I'm responsible for my sins ultimately. Yeah, he wiggled out. He can play video games, hang out with his kids, hang out with his mistress, whatever he's going to do. So he gets a Weenie Award too. He's not the only one. He's not the only athlete. T.O., who was a prolific wide receiver and bounced around to a couple of different teams, made a big splash, especially with San Francisco, comes to Dallas. And, of course, the Cowboys were a little better with him at times, but not overall better. So he ends up with an arena football team, owning 30% part ownership of it and playing. And he decides he doesn't want to go on the road for this game. He doesn't want to go on the road for that game. So he becomes an unperfect fit. What do? He gives them ammunition because he shows up late. They're not going to retry the case. Give me a break. Give me a break with T.O. Could have gone on the road to Nebraska. Doesn't do it because Nebraska is just too small for T.O. Had a 30% stake in the Allen Wranglers. That's the team that he played for. And finally, they decided, we're just going to let him go. So you win a bunch of Super Bowls. You are a prolific player, but you're such a pain in the rear end. You end up somehow all the way down in arena football. And even in arena football, you cannot play well with others. So T.O. Terrell Owens, you are a weenie. We are so sick of you. So we have the politician, John Edwards, who's free. We have Phil Mickelson is out partying like there's no tomorrow with his wife who turned 40. And then we have the this situation. We have T.O., who has a contract with an Arena Football League team. They break the contract. He basically is getting very little out of it. And what a waste. What a waste. Why did he do the whole Arena Football thing in the first place? Because his reputation preceded him, and it wasn't in a good way. It definitely was not in a good way. All right, coming up around the bend, we're going to check the mailbag because so many of you have sent mail about some of the things that I've already talked about, including now people are really sounding off on John Edwards and the fact that the case is going to be declared a mistrial. And it's very unlikely, by the way, that he's going to get retried on this. Very unlikely. You knew when it was 8 days that this was really in his favor. The longer a jury goes, usually, not always, but usually the person is not going to turn up guilty. And in his case, he gets in front of the camera and says, I'm responsible for my sins, whatever. I just don't buy the act that he sells every day. So those are the three biggest weenies. I'm sure there are others. There are other people I could weave in here, but I'll let them go for this week. I will let them off the hook, but we'll be back again next week with another edition of it, and we'll see how they hold up that time, the next time around. Speaking of holding up, this is a follow-up to a massive discussion we had about texting and driving. And this is going to be a landmark case, to be sure. A Massachusetts teenager is on trial after prosecutors say his texting while driving caused a crash that led to the death of a 55-year-old man. Wow. 55-year-old man. So the 17-year-old pled not guilty to a bunch of charges tied to the family from beginning of February of 2011, and the charges were motor vehicle homicide, they call it, by negligent operation, and also using a mobile device, being an operator, reading or sending an electronic message. How about that? The big story, though, is the fact that here we go again, texting before a crash. How do we handle this as a country? This goes back to the ban thing. Do we want to ban cell phone uses? Well, we've seen how that sort of worked and sort of hasn't worked in some cases. In this case, with the strong opening statements from the defendants or the defendant, I would have to say they're doing a jig on this very evening. Would have to be doing a jig. 38 states ban text messages for all drivers, while 31% all cell phone use by a novice driver. Ooh, scary to think of, isn't it? I think it's very scary to think of it. As I said, we're going to dip into the mailbag. On the flip side, I encourage all of you, when you have something that's weighing heavily on your mind, go to americatonight.net, americatonight.net, and we'll knock it down and kick it around with you. If you just go to the site and click on confirmation, it flies up. You fill out a few little things, just your name and all that stuff, and let it out there. Put it out there. Trust me, you won't be disappointed. We're doing that next here on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
America tonight. How you doing? Are you live and thriving? Who says there's not a lot of people awake? A lot of third shifters. I was talking to someone the other day who does demographics for a company, and they told me that they believe, honestly, the numbers have gotten bigger, that there's 50 million of you out there. I want to take a quick second to say that, in fact, I just took one of them because I thought about it. I take this thing called Extendivite. You've heard all my conversations with Don Wiskin. I love this guy. He's like rapidly becoming my second favorite Canadian. I have an uncle who's Canadian. Otherwise, he would be my first. And you know the story now that I started taking it because my pal Jason said, hey, try it out and see what you think. And it's because you've had family members who have had heart attacks that you didn't meet them. I mean, yeah, grandfather, great grandfather down the line that I know that there's people have had problems with their heart. And I had some friends who weren't even 40. They were just about getting into their 40s, and something happened where they were short of breath, you know, that feeling. And the arm went numb, and they realized, ooh, this is not good. Two of them had their chest cracked open. And even recently, I had a grandmother who, through marriage, who died, and she had a pacemaker, and she made it through with a pacemaker for a long time, but still, there is something about the heart that the instrument, the organ, very scary, nothing to fool around with. So garlic, cayenne, part of this whole thing of Extendivite, if you go to heartdrop.com, you can check out more. There's a whole bunch of people talking about what it's done for them. I saw blood pressure. This is the most important thing to me because I want to, when I say, are you alive and thriving? I want to be alive and thriving. So I don't want to end up in a situation where I'm debating. Oof, boy, a lot of women are having heart attacks. Am I having something going on with me? I want to try to do whatever I can, and there are things that you can do. And this is one of them that I decided because I saw that it worked for me. Before I even started having those conversations with them, I tried it out first, and my blood pressure numbers that I didn't realize were borderline high went down, and cholesterol, same thing. Because you know how you measure the cholesterol the two different ways? And I've said this too, but I'll say it again. The reason I knew is because I was getting a life insurance policy, and you know they do that fun thing where they come out and they take your blood, weigh you, take your numbers, send you all the possible numbers, because that's how they determine the how much the policy is going to be and how healthy you are. And I've seen that that both of those numbers went down, so my policy actually went down. That's a very, very good thing. So I am definitely a believer. I'll just tell you again, heartdrop.com or 877-928-8822, 877-928-8822, Extendivite, all natural, awesome stuff in it. That's why I like it. Because people have been asking me about it, that's why I'm also telling you that, trying to find out, how do I get Extendivite? Where can I go? Where can I go to get Extendivite? Without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
DeVale is here!
Ooh!
Yes, indeed, and this one comes to us from Adam. I don't know if I've ever gotten anything from Adam. Adam says, Kate, I listen to you all the time on WICC, one of my favorite stations in Connecticut. I have to say, as I spend a lot of time in New York City, not a big fan of Bloomberg's, not a big fan at all. And the idea of banning the sale of supersized sugary drinks, give me a break. Talk about going too far. It doesn't make any sense because there is no way to determine, first of all, whether it's working or not. How are you going to cure obesity by banning supersized drinks? First of all, those people get to drink them in their homes on the weekend, at night, whatever, on their way home from work once they cross the bridge, if they live over the bridge. And there are other places to get it. So can't you educate the people in a different way? Can't you do that? I mean, please, give me a break. Yeah, it's this whole idea of the, you know, banning trans fats, okay, the smoking thing, the fat tax, something about that. There's something about the lack of what's really happening in New York City for the layup things. Because if somebody criticizes Bloomberg for it, it's easy for him to come back and say, well, I'm trying to do something about the epidemic we have. And he can brush that off, and he knows it, versus what do you do about the illegal situation? What do you do about what's happened with terrorism in the TSA in two of the major airports in New York, JFK and LaGuardia? What are you doing to make sure that we're you're in the right zone there, and getting involved in what Homeland Security is doing and taking that on, instead of fighting for the state-by-state basis. I mean, that list is pretty long, no doubt. All right, quickly, let's go to another one. This one from Patrick, who says, Kate, I've been listening to you talk about Syria now for probably about a month, and it is, as you would say, a dicey situation. Boy, it is pretty terrible to see those people in Syria. We do play that eeny, meeny, miny, mo game, don't we? And you asked the question, should we intervene in Syria? I agree with you, although it is very hard to say when you see children being killed. But how can we possibly intervene in yet another country's problems? We need to stay out of it. We don't have the money to pursue this. Respectfully, Patrick. We don't have the money to pursue it. Leon Panetta, the Secretary of Defense, is saying action in Syria is needed now, that the UN needs to do something. We can't wait anymore. We can't wait on this. And that the responsibility is to make sure if U.S. troops are deployed, that we're there, we got backing, we're ready. And it's, like I said, you see this video, you see these pictures, you shake your head, and wow, they're looking for a leg up. This is after Susan Rice, the U.S. ambassador to the United States, said that some type of military intervention might be the only option because diplomacy is not working with Bashar Assad, the president. It's not working. So what do you do? It's on the table, but what's the contingency? U.S. troops, if they're deployed in that role, do they have support from the international folks? I don't know that they're going to get support from the international folks. Got another one here on Syria. This one comes to us from Bill. Bill says, hey, America Tonight, love the show. Don't like the idea of intervening in Syria. No, no, and no. Did I say no? No. All right, short, sweet, to the point, no, for I'm sure he's thinking a myriad of reasons. What do? Arm the rebels, stay completely out of it. The accounts are pretty awful stuff that we're hearing. And I'll say it again, it's a terrible, terrible situation. It is intolerable, but we can't be in the middle of everything. We can't. We can't be in the middle of what's happening in a lot of other countries, and we've got very little left in the tank. Very little left, so I'd have to say no way. I fear that we would get involved in yet another country in the Middle East. Ooh, you might disagree. Send me your thoughts. AmericaTonight.net.